Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Tuesday, November 5th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I'm a Republican. I am voting for Kamala because she stands for everything right, truth, justice.
America's date with destiny and general election here moves a step closer. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have held competing rallies in Pennsylvania, a key swing state in the race for the White House. Both presidential candidates spoke in Pittsburgh, making a final push for votes ahead of the U.S. election today. Kamala Harris had this message for voters.
Your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
Well, Donald Trump promised a bright future to supporters in Pittsburgh.
With your vote tomorrow, we can fix every single problem our country faces and lead America, and indeed the whole world, to new heights of glory.
Here at home, the Dáil meets today to pass all stages of the finance bill, the last major hurdle before the calling of a general election. Cabinet meets this morning for what could be the final time before the Dáil is dissolved. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
With just days to go until the general election's expected to be called, Cabinet meets this morning while there's a busy Dáil agenda. The Occupied Territories Bill is up for mention in the chamber, with opposition parties likely to accuse the government of stalling it. The Taoiseach has said significant amendments are needed before the bill could be passed. Not long after that anticipated row, the finance bill, which gives effect to the budget, will take up most of the Dáil time, with all stages to be passed in 4 hours. Then tonight, the government is aiming to complete the remaining stages of a bill which would ban the sale of tobacco products to under 21s.
The government has agreed new housing targets, which will see 60,000 homes a year built by 2030. After initial disagreement, the coalition party leaders agreed last night to revise targets of 303,000 new homes to be built by 2030. While the Taoiseach and the housing minister have spoken about 40,000 homes being built this year, CSO data suggests it will be closer to 33,000. The new targets ramp up over the next 5 years to hit 60,000 homes a year by 2030. The Cabinet will this morning approve the appointment of a full ambassador for Palestine to Ireland. Having formally established diplomatic relations in late September, ministers will give full status to the current Palestinian representative. Palestine has been represented by a delegation in Ireland since 1993. Conor McGregor is due before the High Court later this morning for the opening day of a lawsuit taken by a woman in relation to an alleged incident at a hotel in Dublin. The UFC fighter and another man are being sued for damages in the civil courts. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
This lawsuit arose from an alleged incident in 2018. It was initiated in 2021, but the details of the allegation against Conor McGregor were not made public. The case was due to be heard over the summer, but was adjourned to allow the UFC fighter to take part in an event in Las Vegas. As it turns out, that fight was called off after he broke his toe in training. Another man has also been sued as part of this civil legal action, and a jury is due to be sworn in to hear the case today.
New proposals will go to Cabinet this morning targeting aircraft illegally flying weapons through Irish airspace. The plans will allow the state to randomly search aircraft which land at Irish airports. The government will also be able to access the manifests of aircraft flying through Irish airspace and sanction any carrier which breaks the rules. Under current law, an exemption has to be sought from the Minister for Transport to carry munitions in a civilian aircraft. Michael McGrath will face questions from MEPs as his hearing to become a European Commissioner takes place this morning. The former Finance Minister will be hoping to be approved to become the new Commissioner for Justice and Rule of Law. From Brussels, Andrew Louth reports.
Michael McGrath will be grilled by approximately 20 MEPs, among them due to ask questions are Fine Gael's Regina Doherty and independent Luke Ming Flanagan. The questions will be centred around Mr McGrath's proposed portfolio, which will include justice, democracy, consumer protection, and the much maligned Digital Services Act falls under his remit also. It's also anticipated that if he clears the committee hearings, he will lead the European Commission's case against Hungary, with Viktor Orban's government accused of breaching EU law as a result of the country's foreign influence policy. Often a confident performer on Irish matters, sources say Mr McGrath is feeling some sense of nerves ahead of the hearing, as his portfolio, also very technical in nature, covers a wide range. The hearing gets underway from around 8 o'clock this morning, Irish time. Andrew Ladd in Brussels.
An increasing number of Oasis fans in the UK, desperate to attend next year's reunion tour, have fallen victim to ticket scams. Lloyds Bank says hundreds of people have lost more than €400 on average, and some up to 1,000 falling for fake adverts and listings. Most incidents were on social media. Consumer expert Helen Dewdney has this advice.
When you are buying tickets, use a credit card so that you do have that Section 75 cover, so that if anything goes wrong, you will get your money back. And don't buy on social media, because that is highly likely to be a scam.
Well, sport now. Fulham came from behind to beat Brentford 2-1 in the last night's West London derby in the Premier League. With the result, Marco Silva's side go to ninth in the table. Xabi Alonso returns to Anfield tonight. The former Liverpool midfielder brings his Bayer Leverkusen side to Merseyside to take on the Reds in the Champions League. Alonso famously scored for Liverpool in the 2005 final in Istanbul. Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher was starting goals for the hosts. Speaking ahead of the game, the Cork native says he isn't worrying about his future. He says his priority is clear.
My focus is on playing well. If I'm thinking about future and different things like that, it's not going to help my game. It's going to, you know, I need to be clear mentally to play well. So that's not coming to my thinking at the moment, to be honest.
We'll kick off in that game is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Celtic hosts RB Leipzig, while AC Milan are away to holders Real Madrid and Manchester City entertain Sporting. And Manchester United's soon-to-be new manager Ruben Amorim will be in the visitors' dugout there. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.